Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We're going to be in salad season for quite some time now. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the wide variety of greens that are grown here in Maryland. For the next few months, they're going to be available in abundance. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, we could spend a whole show talking about one of the most important components of a salad, and that would be the vinegar that goes into the dressing.
Yes, vinegar is a unique sort of chemical quandary.
Yeah.
it's required for structure in salad dressings, the acid, but too much of it could really ruin your salad.
It really can.
Yeah.
Quite often, vinegar is paired with olive oil.
Or some sort of oil.
Some sort of oil, yeah. Sure. And the most favored ratio is about 3 parts olive oil to 1 part vinegar.
Yeah, 3 to 1. I know people who go up to 4 to 1.
And then some people who love their vinegar go down to 2 to 1.
Right.
There are vinegars that we're not featuring the flavor necessarily, but the tartness. And then there are vinegars where the flavor really does matter.
Certainly.
And I thought we could just review some of the things that are out
there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of vinegar out there.
It's a good, have as many of these as possible in your kitchen.
Sure.
It's a great part of your arsenal. First of all, let's get distilled white vinegar out of the way. I don't really cook with it
per se.
It's
a cleaning tool.
It is. You can actually use it in water to change the acidity of the
water.
Sure,
like poaching eggs when you want the water to be acidulated, of course.
That's about the only thing I do with it.
Yep.
But some of the cooler ones, we see champagne vinegar out there, which is really made from, kind of bulk quality champagne.
Right.
But I think it's very pungent, very acidic.
Yeah, the acidity is very high in champagne vinegar, so it's very good for structure. And it gives, but the flavor, the intensity of flavor is not super high, so it's good for dressings that are supposed to be mild.
Mm-hmm. But with a good acidity.
Yeah.
There's a pair of the wine vinegars, red wine and white wine vinegar,
certainly,
which I think are just as useful as they can be.
Yep, and I think probably if anyone has any in their closet, that's what they have.
That's right. I use white wine vinegar for brightness. I use the red wine vinegar for a roundness of flavor.
Right.
And it seems to work out really well. But boy, they are so necessary for adjusting things. Just really, really good components in a salad dressing. As is apple cider vinegar, which has a little bit more flavor to it.
Yeah, obviously, fermented and then acidified apple juice, a lot of that flavor remains. And I find that very useful even in cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for cooking with pork chops and things like that, where some apple flavor and some acidity would benefit your sauce.
Yeah.
It's good to use for that.
Real affinities there.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is sherry vinegar, which is really complex.
And one of these, that you can get a variety of qualities.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy some very inexpensive and relatively boring sherry vinegar, but you can get some really high-end stuff that's pretty complex in flavor and adds a lot of dimension to salad dressing that's really, really, really good stuff.
Now, one of the mildest and most delicate, I think, is rice wine vinegar. If your greens are really delicate.
Yeah. I mean, it's a vinegar that, my use for it is making sushi rice.
Yeah.
certainly rice wine vinegar can be used in dressings, but will be very delicate.
And then, of course, the balsamics, the white and the dark. Tons of flavor, tons of complexity.
Right. But low acidity.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really tart, and they're actually often very sweet. So they're interesting, and they emulsify very easily, so they make good salad dressings.
We're going to put notes on all of these on the website.
Hope
you go visit that. And Jerry, this week's Best Buy at the farmer's market are tomato plants.
You got to get out
there.
Save
some money.
Yeah. Seed your garden with tomato plants.
We have a lot of the farmers are bringing us these little plants in pots and take them home. A lot of the heirloom varieties are now available.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fun to work with. So go out there and try some. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.